you touch down in my hood. No, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA. And then he came on wood. With that Puma life on my feet. Like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block. Bike on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces on the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bullshit. The same niggas that flop. I'm the same nigga from First Street with them that braids that lock. The same nigga that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And these niggas hating on me. Hoes waiting on me. Still on that hood shit. My Rolls Royce on E. They gon' remember me. I say remember me. So much money out your friends turn to your enemies. And when this beef I turn my enemies to memories. With them bricks they go for 40. Ain't no 10 to key. Hold up. Broke nigga turn rich. Love the game like Mitch. And if I leave you think dumb, pretty hoes gon' still suck my dick. It was something about that rollie when it first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that brick. I'm gone.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? It's Alpi King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube, and I got my boy up for discussion in the building. This is episode 5 of SGM Sports Games and Music. Hey, up for discussion, let them know what they was just listening to.
Oh yeah, man, that was none other than that Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares. Y'all should know, this episode right here, man, it's the Meek Mill special, I guess, man, because Carter got us a gang of Meek Mill tracks, man, and I'm telling y'all, it's going to be dope. Y'all going to enjoy it. But before we dive into sports, I just want to say big ups to everybody that showed love, listened to the last episode. Yo, man, y'all got us doing some crazy numbers right now. And all I want to say is thank y'all for y'all support. We're going to keep bringing y'all a great podcast, man. So without further ado, let's jump into the sports, man. You ready to get this thing started, Carter?
Of course, of course. You already know how I get down. All right, so let's start it off with the Weekly Blitz. Now, for all the new listeners out there, the Weekly Blitz is basically me and Jay going head to head and something like fantasy football. We pick a winner, straight up and down on whoever go up that week. And this week, we actually caught a tie. I guess I tied them because I picked my Eagles over the Falcons, so...
It was way more than that. You was Mr. Me Too in all of my picks, man. Every pick I picked, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do them too. I think the only teams that we did different was like, I took RG3 and you went with the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And then you was like, all right, I'm gonna run with my Eagles. Then you decided to say a middle finger to my Lions and we came back and got you. So, I mean, yeah, man, just little things like that.
Yeah, little things like that do happen. Hey, I told you I was going to stop fanboying. All I did was fanboy the Eagles, but it is what it is.
Hey, real talk, you stopped fanboying. It really helped you, though. Like, I mean, because you probably would have got blown out if you would have picked some of the teams that you were picking before.
I was drawling, man. Thinking that one person. What's up?
One thing I can say is good looking out picking Peyton Manning, dog, because you blew me out the water. I really thought that, Drew Brees, for y'all that don't know, this is not last week, but the week before. Exactly. I really thought that Drew Brees was going to outdo the homeboy Peyton Manning. You was right. And I admit it, you was right.
Hey, that man, he turned into a robot, man. Second half is like a whole new person just comes about, and he could do it at any given time. Once he figures out the defense, he picks them apart, man. It's Peyton. True. It's that simple.
But when it comes to football, I'm happy right now, man, because my Lions, we just won 2 straight, man. Hopefully, we can come back this week, get it done, too. I mean, we are playing the Vikings, but, I'm not going to back out on my team, dog. What about your Eagles, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, listen, look.
Hold up, though. I hate to cut you off, but what's up with Vic throwing picks on the 1 yard line, dog? What's up with that? I stopped watching after he did that.
All right, let me give you a little bit of insight on what's going on in Philly.
Break 'em D.
They don't want to fire Andy Reid. They don't want to sit Michael Vick because our offensive line isn't all that great. Now, they don't want to put in a rookie because they think of it like this. You have a veteran quarterback versus a rookie quarterback in a terrible offensive line. Don't you think the same exact thing would happen? I say they should chance it for at least a quarter. Give the rookie a shot for 15 minutes.
Has he not been getting any snaps at all?
He catching balls. That's it. I'm saying he do a couple field goal runs.
Yeah, man, you gotta throw that man out there, dog.
I say give him 15 minutes to see what he has and what he can bring to the table. And after that, if you want to sit him down, then sit him down. But don't blame.
Hey, you never know, man. He might be on some Tebow time type stuff, dog.
Hey, real rap. And then what makes it so bad, our defense isn't really that up to par either. Like, Namdi? Oh, my God. That, I mean, man.
What happened, dog? Y'all was supposed to have a dream team last year.
Listen, we look so good on paper that we don't mesh together. Vic doesn't have enough time to get it to all these receivers that he so happily has. And I just put it like this. If you don't have any time, you need to start doing nice little shuffle passes, a couple dump outs out LeSean McCoy out of the backfield, something to get the offense rolling. Now, don't get me wrong, the running game against the Saints was working, and they went away from that. Once they got down and out and they realized that they were losing big, they stopped running the ball. And when you stop running the ball, your offense doesn't click. You know, it's run, pass, run, and, you know, or it's run, run, pass, or it's pass, run, run, or it's run, run, like, you gotta have some type of flow. If you go pass, 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 and you're three and out, what else can you do? You know, you're gonna do this, man. Every time you put the offense on the field. And what makes it so bad, the offensive isn't even on the field that long, and the defense is like, hey, I'm loving the break we taking, you know, Drew Brees out there, you know. Letting the offense run all over the Eagles defense, you know?
Yeah, yes.
So I can't call it, man. I just say we're going up against the Cowboys. It's the team that could put points on the board, don't get me wrong. And that's what we don't.
Man, y'all gotta get that one, dog.
Yo, like, to tell you the truth, as an Eagles fan, yo, with so many problems that's going on mentally and physically, I think our season is over early, man. That's real.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking that way, man. It's looking real ugly. Okay. And all I can say is I don't know what's going to happen next year. I think it's going to be some big changes. But, you know, it's still kind of early to be predicting that. But I don't know, man. Like, crazy going down there in Philly, man. Crazy things.
Yeah, but let's get into this weekly blitz. Week 10 of the NFL. It's time
for us
to do our picks, man. Let's go. Now, Thursday, November 8th game. Colts versus Jaguars. Who you got?
I'm going with the Colts, man. Without MJD, man, I can't vouch for Jaguars, especially the way my Lions ran off through their ass last week. I'm going with the Colts.
I'll take the Colts as well. No Mr. Me Too this time. Chargers versus Bucks.
I don't know, man. The Chargers been, like, really messing up, so I'm going to go Bucks, man.
Now, I'm going to have to go Bucks as well because I witnessed a Chargers game, and the quarterback, I can't remember his name.
Phillip Rivers,
he throws off his back foot entirely too much. And that's not a good way to throw the ball. And sometimes
I don't know what happened to Phil, man. Like, he used to be a good QB, man. I don't know. His stock is definitely plummeting.
He lost his touch. That's all I have to say. Titans at Dolphins.
I'm going with the Dolphins, man. Yo, CJ is, I ain't even gonna say the numbers, man, because he ain't putting up numbers like that. CJ has not been CJ, and man, I cannot vouch for them Vikings. I mean, them Titans.
You know what? I'm gonna just go with them because they need this. I'm gonna go with the Titans. Sure. It's a really ugly game to watch, but yeah. I'm gonna go with the Titans. Now the Bills at the Patriots. We both gonna take the
easy,
Pats,
man.
Right?
Patriots.
Yeah. Raiders at Ravens.
Easy Ravens.
Ravens? You sure?
Yeah. I'm going right. Hey, I don't know. It was easy for me. I'm saying Ravens.
I'm gonna go with the Raiders on this one just because simple fact that the D burned me the week before our last weekly blitz, and we all know that Ray Lewis is not there anymore, and I don't think that they've actually overcome that problem yet.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they're not all together, but I'm gonna still rock with them.
All right, Broncos at Panthers. Broncos, right?
Man, no, yeah, I'm definitely going with
nobody's
the
still going with Cam.
I can't do it, man. Yo, Cam's season was over before it even started. And I think they won last week, too. That's the crazy thing, but nah.
All right, Giants at Bengals.
You know I'm sticking with my Giants, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with them New York boys. Lions at Vikings. Do I even have to ask?
Hey, I got it. I'm going with my Lions, dog. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. Trust me, because the Vikings, they be doing their thing this season. But I'm going with my Lions, boy.
I'm gonna have to go up against you on this one.
Do it.
Yeah, I think
it's only right.
it's only right, man. They 5-4 and Detroit is 4-4. I know that they're looking for a win. And the thing is, Minnesota is on a 2-game losing streak, so they definitely need this win. So yeah. I'm gonna go with the Vikings. Falcons at Saints.
Hey, my Falcons, baby. We've been doing real good this season, so I'm going with my Falcons over Breeze, man.
All right, I'm going with the Falcons over Breeze as well, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But Jets at Seahawks.
I'm going with the Jets, man.
You going with the Jets?
Going with the Jets.
You sure?
I'm sure, man.
Final say.
You know something I don't know? Like,
hey, man, I'm going with the Seahawks, man. All right, Cowboys at Eagles.
With the Eagles, man. I am. I'm going with the Eagles.
Come on. Everybody already know I ain't going against my squad, man. I'm going with the Eagles as well. Rams at 49ers.
4-9, baby. 4-9.
Yeah, do we even have to talk about that? 49ers, definitely.
Yo, this next matchup is a good one, though, man. This might be the game to watch.
Yeah, Texans at Bears. Who you got?
Shit, I really don't know. Damn, that's the Sunday night game, too. It's at Chicago. Oh, man. I might regret this, but I'm going to actually go with the Bears, man. I don't want them to win because they in my division. I want them to catch an L, but I really think the way QB, believe it or not, has been throwing the ball to Brandon Marshall, it's kind of hard to go against Cutler and that Brandon Marshall combination. So I'm going to go with the Bears, man.
Now, check this out. I'm going with the Bears as well, and it's solely for this purpose.
What's
These
that?
Dudes is on a 6-game winning streak, man.
Oh, for real? I ain't know it was like that. I ain't been paying that much attention to it. I just know they haven't been losing. I didn't know they was on the 6-0 journey.
Yeah, dog. So I got to go with them. Now, the Chiefs at the Steelers.
I'm going with the Steelers, man. Bring it on.
Yeah, same here, man. Big Ben, whoo, that boy is a problem.
Like, you already know.
Like, and plus, you know, Kansas City, come on. They got 1-W. Like,
yeah, man, they're not doing too much, man.
Yeah, but let's move on to our first topic.
Eight town.
You know what I'm saying? To our first topic of this sports segment. Hold on, let me stretch a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the first topic of this is, can the Atlanta Falcons remain undefeated? You guys knew
hell
this was coming.
Hell yeah. I'm sorry. I'm saying hell yeah.
Saying hell yeah from the rip?
Yeah! I definitely think they can, man. Like, I ain't even looked at the rest of their schedule, but the way they've been playing, Matt Ryan, like, he like on cloud nine or some shit. Like, this is his year. Like, I don't know, man. They looking real good. And I'm going to just be optimistic and say that they can pull it off.
All right, check this out. Now, me, myself, I have looked at the rest of the games.
Okay.
Now, they face New Orleans, like we just said. Then they face Arizona. Then they face
Arizona, they're going to get that.
Then they face New Orleans again after Tampa Bay. Then they go against the Carolina Panthers.
Dude, man.
Then they go against the Giants. That's the only test that they will have for the rest of the season. Now,
where is that game? Is that game in ATL or
in ATL, bro?
Oh, I think they can get it then.
Then they play your Lions. Then they're playing Tampa Bay again at home.
I ain't even gonna hold you up, man. They probably beat us.
So basically, both of us are on the same type of cloud right now. We on cloud now with Ryan saying that they can go undefeated this season.
I just hope they don't do like some old boo-boo shit where they win all of these games and then they get to the playoffs and drop their first game of the season and be out.
And be like, out.
That will hurt. Worse, man. I don't know if it's just me, but I hate it when a team is either going undefeated or like wiping teams out in the playoffs, and then you get to the final game, the game that matters, and then you either get blown out, swept, or just ran out the building. It's like, that's embarrassing. I would have rather not even been there, man. But you know, that's just me.
Yeah, I feel you on that though. But all right, since we both feel the same way about the Atlanta Falcons having a undefeated season, now I know this is killing me. They beat my Eagles. It is what it is. But I'm just gonna have to put it like this. With the rest of their schedule, it's really not too much that they have to see. And what makes it so bad is they see a few teams a few times. They don't see more people on the rest of their schedule. It's Tampa Bay a few times. Who else?
Breeze.
Yeah, they see Breeze a few times. So they really, the defense gets to see the offense twice. The offense gets to pick away at the defense twice. So I'm thinking they may be able to go undefeated. But like,
hey, I want to give all the football fans out there that's listening a chance that who don't agree with us, call the hotline right now and let us know why you think the Eagles, not the Eagles, but the Falcons will or will not remain undefeated. What team do you think they're going to take an L to? call up 313-744-3766. I seriously want to know, because, I mean, with me and Carter both believing that this team could be undefeated, I want to hear some opposition. Why do y'all think they will take a loss? Why do you think Ryan is not on cloud nine and he's eventually going to fall off? I want to know. I seriously do, because in my mind, like, I don't see where the Falcons have a weakness at this point. Like, they handling business, man, on both ends.
Exactly. Now, moving on to our next topic. Now, this topic right here, I hold this in the hands of football and basketball, not just one sport. Now, my question is to everybody, like you just said, you know, if you have any questions, answers, concerns, or anything, leave them on the hotline. But does the media have a big influence on a team's performance? What do you think, Jay?
See, like, I put it like this. Like, I feel like the media has an influence on everybody's performance, like, on both teams. It's all about the impact. And this is the thing. When it's different between football and basketball. Because with football, you don't really want the media to be influencing your players, your team at all. Because think about it. You drop one game, and you pretty much can blow your season. With basketball, it's a little bit easier, man. I mean, that's why I feel like you hear a lot of different stories throughout the season when it comes with basketball. Just look at last year with Dwight Howard. Like, that dude was a freaking news topic. He was up for discussion every fucking, he was up for discussion like every single week. Like, is this dude leaving the team? Is he going to be traded? Oh, Dwight doesn't want to go. Dwight this. I mean, that type of shit is going to have an effect on you. LeBron, Kobe, these dudes, they get hate, they get love. I mean, it kind of brush off of them. But with football, I feel like it's the worst in football, because you can easily have a media pit an offense versus a defense on the same team and just screw up a fucking locker room. Just look at the Tebow fiasco, man. You got two quarterbacks in the same locker room. Of course, they say it ain't no strife, but it's obvious when Tebow came to that team, it was people on that team, the Jets, in case y'all don't know who I'm talking about, that was not against him, that weren't for him. They didn't want to do it on the team. And you gotta know that that's in the back of your mind as a player. And then you got the media talking about, oh, Tebow, he's doing this and he's doing that. Should he lose his job? Is Tebow gonna get traded? This and that. Is he gonna be a running back? Man, at the end of the day, I feel like the media does have an influence. I feel like a bigger influence on football rather than basketball, though. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the fortitude of the team and the mental strength of players, man. So that's my whole spiel on it, man. How you feel?
All right. Well, being a Philadelphia fan, I feel almost the same exact way. But the thing about me is, as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, I feel as though that Michael Vick has opened himself up to the media for years. Ever since that scandal that he was a part of, it seemed like he could never get out of the eyes of the media. So it's always weighed on him more and more. The coach for the Philadelphia Eagles is always in the media. With the problems that he has had with his sons, the death of his son, is so much weighing down on him as well. And let alone DeSean Jackson being a wide receiver, trying to speak up for his quarterback and his team, but really feeling out of place because he hasn't really done much all season. And, of course, the team having an unlimited amount of injury, it seems like. The team just feels, to me, like when it comes to the media, they influence them an entire lot. Like, it's nothing that the Eagles can do to get out of the media's eye, because they were supposed to be a star team. They were supposed to be a playoff team. And when you don't live up to the hype, it breaks you down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, with my Sixers, on the other hand, they're supposed to be a playoff bound team with a better roster, more weapons, but they're hit with injuries as well. Jason Richardson just went out with a sprained ankle. Kwame Brown, even though he's not all that, he went out with some type of calf injury or something like that. Bynum hasn't even suited up yet, you know, and my Sixers look like a team, you know, of course they got the first game of the season, but they've just dropped two to New York and got picked apart defensively. If you look at the way the Sixers played that game, every team that would want to play the Sixers would want to run a pick and roll all night long, because that's what works. You would want to go up against the Sixers with being so aggressive that the Sixers would literally just lay in a corner, sit down, and just take a beating. The first game they played against the New York Knicks, they lost by 10. The second game, 20. Like, being a Philadelphia fan on Monday night that just passed was horrible. First, I had to watch my Sixers get picked apart. Then the Eagles came on. I was just getting it from all different ways. And the way the media portrayed it was, okay, well, the Sixers can bag back from this because the injuries that have been sustained aren't that crucial or damaging. But as it goes for the Eagles, their season looked like it's over, you know, because all the problems that some may happen with the coach or some may happen with Vic, they don't know what's going on. The firing of the defensive coordinator and bringing in somebody that has got torched two games straight. Mm-hmm. You know, he got torched by Lane and now he got torched by Drew Brees. What is that defensive coordinator going to do? Is he going to get fired? Who, mm-hmm. And another thing that's happening with the media.
A lot of questions, bro.
Yo, it's so sad because when I look at the way the Eagles play, I'm like, okay, they can do better. But at times I get so frustrated because I'm like, yo, this is not the team I seen last season. You know, and I'm like,
they definitely ain't the team from last season.
And I'm like, oh my God.
They far from that squad, bro.
I'm like, oh my God.
Same thing for my Lions, man. They far from the team that played last season, man.
Yeah, man. I'm mind boggled right now. But as it goes for the media, I think they have a lot of say when it comes to putting pressure on players. And like you said, pitting the defense against the offense on one team is for, you know, football wise. You can say that for the Sixers as well, because when you put it like this, everybody says Drew Holiday is a great defender, but he's not a great offensive player. They say, oh, Jason Richardson can put up points, but he's getting old. Or you can say Nick Young at times can be sporadic on offense, but how's his defense? You know, they pick apart.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Like, do you feel like when the media pushes negative news, is that like something to get the team riled up in a positive way? Or do you feel like when the team is talking about another player, I'm not going to necessarily say positive, because media news is rarely positive. It's either overly focused on somebody or if it's always talking about what's going bad with the team. And do you feel like it has a positive impact? And when do you feel that it has a negative impact on the team?
To me, in Philadelphia, it has a negative impact all the time. You can even tell
whether it's good or bad news.
Whether it's good or bad news, you can tell a team that is 21-0 that they're doing great, but in the back of their minds, they're like, "Are we doing good enough?" And that's how it's always been for any Philadelphia teams. Now, take this into consideration. Iguodala left, went to Denver. He came back home for the first game of the season, and he poured his damn heart out to everybody, telling them that they tried to make him into a certain player, tried to make him into an all-star, didn't let him shoot. And he felt like he was tied down by the fans and the public and the media, and they just never understood him. That has to be going on with every other Philadelphia athlete. Period. That's just the way it has to be.
But what about outside of Philly though? Like, how do you feel about teams outside of Philly though?
Teams outside of Philly that have bad teams, mm-hmm. can definitely, you know, get riled up just like the Sixers can, but at times feel like they're under the earth. But for teams like Miami, Thunder, Lakers, teams like that, they have superstars. Their mentality, they've been in the game for years. Their mentality is this. We're not a young team. We have great talent on this team, and we got to fight to rise above it. Whereas though the Sixers, they don't have any real vets on that team. You feel everybody is young on the Sixers.
I feel like with teams that are in a position to win, or teams that have like really good teams, not just one or two players that's just dope, but just actual good teams, I feel like whether the news is negative or positive from the media, that they're going to use it to fuel them. Like with the Heat, all year they caught hell because they didn't win a championship in their first year. So you know what? Last year they came back. They took all the negative news. All, would they be able to do it? Would they be able to get past Boston? Would they be able to get past the Lakers or OKC or even the Spurs? What is going to happen? Man, that team decided to take all of that and fuel it. The whole Skip Bayless versus LeBron and D-Wade and all of that, they used it to their benefit. Then I look at teams like my squad, like the Pistons. You look at teams like Golden State, like Washington, even the Bobcats. Teams like that, it's like they feel like they got the weight of the world on them. Exactly. And it's like, no, they don't have no, they get no airplay. You'd be lucky if you get a televised basketball game outside of what's already in your local area. And then if it is something in the news, like last year, it was Sue. Granted, that nigga was stumping out other players. But it's just like, when you do get in the news, it's not for nothing positive. I mean, you look at the seasons that Stafford had, that fucking Megatron had last year. They wasn't talking about that. It was Sue all fucking year. Yep. That's all we heard. Yep. And it's like, when you got teams that aren't on the rise, that are not at that level where they can win a championship, I feel like any news can almost be flipped to be bad, because they always feel like they got the weight of the world on them, man. I don't know. That's just kind of how I look at it, man. Good teams, you're in a position to win. You really could care less what the media is saying.
Exactly.
Other teams is in the back of your mind, like constantly.
Constantly. But with that being said, let's move on to our next topic that kind of has something to do with this. Now, my question to everybody is, do you think the LA Lakers are just good on paper, or are they the real deal? Now, you can flip this question as many ways as you want, with the superstars being on the team, all-stars being on the team. Do the lineups work? Do the offense run right? We want to hear you guys' questions, answers, and things of that nature. But, Jay, how do you feel about this with the Lake Show?
Personally, I'm a fan of the Lake Show. And my thing is, I think the Lakers is dope, man. I don't think it's no problem. Like, I mean, I had people calling me like, oh, man, them Lakers, they didn't drop 2 games. They 0-3. I seen the Blake Griffin Instagram picture. Like, Kobe, who's 0-ing? 0-ing who? 0-3, nigga. But, and it's just like,
my bad.
Duh.
I didn't
like,
mean to upload that.
Duh. I know it was you. That shit was funny, though. I ain't even gonna lie. It did. But you know why I wasn't tripping? Because I knew the Lakers was gonna play my Detroit fucking Pistons, and I knew they was gonna get the dub, man. I'm like, they gonna be 1-3 in a minute, so it don't even matter. And they were. And this is my whole thing, man. The Lakers look amazing on paper. They look amazing. They look like a fucking video game team, because they are. If you are playing with the Lakers on NBA 2K13, NBA 2K12, whatever, and you losing, put the sticks down. Yeah, just put the sticks down, because you got everything you need. You got Nash, you got Kobe, you got fucking Bynum. No, you don't. You got D-Wade and you got fucking Paul Gasol, man. So
D-Howard, Paul Gasol.
Beastin. I mean, like, I don't even, like, Artest, yeah, you got him too. I mean, for whatever he does. But, I mean, those other four names, that's everybody that you need. And I feel like the Lake Show is going all the way this year. And if they don't, I mean, the haters going to be happy. So all you Laker haters, you know, call in, express your hate on the hotline, and, you know, do what you got to do. So, Carter, what about you, man? You think they just a good team on paper, or are they the real deal, man? They gonna make it happen?
All right, I have three things to say to that. Yes, they do look good on paper, and this is the reason. You got four.
I don't think nobody can deny that, man.
You got four starting all-stars. You got four probable Olympic players.
That's great.
You got Nash at the point. You got Kobe at the shooting guard. We all know it's Artest at the small four, but you got Paul Gasol at the four, and you got Superman himself, D. Howard, at the five in the paint. Now, that's awesome. That's paper. Like, just, they might as well blow that. You know what I'm saying? They might as well go to the strip club and say, yo, how good we look on paper. Oh, I got bands right here to say that. But, and their bench isn't that scarce. They got Jameson. They got Duhon. They got a shooter, Jody Meeks. They also got Stephen Blake. They got Jordan Hill. They got E-Banks. Like, they have a couple core players to keep them out of slumps. You know, a couple defensive weary guys that's going to keep you in the game. Not necessarily blow out in a crazy lead, but hold that team down. You know, it's like when the Lakers come off the floor and they go on the floor, the matchups still stay the same. They still got length. They still got guys that's out there hustling. So the All-Stars can actually take a break. Now, when I'm thinking about the real deal, in the first 3 games of the season, they went 0-3, right? Yep. Now, everybody is saying this is the reason. The offensive structure, the Princeton offense is terrible. a couple other people are saying is they're horrible on defense. They don't know who to stick, who to guard, what zones to run, who man to grab. Now, I just think of it like this. It's going to take time for them to build the relationship and the actual core. Yeah, exactly, that they need to win these games. Now, no disrespect, but Detroit got bombed on, and they needed that game.
Dude, they almost beat us by 30, man.
Yeah, like, they truly needed that game. And the way I feel about that game is, it's one of those games where, okay, Kobe said, this is what I'm going to do. Kobe took the back seat to everybody else. Kobe didn't take a million shots that game. And he actually had a great field goal percentage. But what he did was, he let D. Howard go absolutely ape shit. He realized, I got this man in the paint. Why do I need to work so hard? You feel me?
Kobe exactly.
Kobe had 15 points. He went 5 for 10. He had 32 minutes. He had 7 rebounds, but he had 8 assists. When the last time you hear Kobe having 8 assists?
Kobe passing?
Out here passing. Listen, let me tell you something. Kobe had more assists than everybody on the team.
That's crazy.
He had more.
Hey, he like, yo, I'm gonna stack this stat sheet up one way or another.
Exactly. He had more assists than a point guard. Like, oh my God. And another thing, I don't know if this was just how Meta was feeling, but he went off as well. He had 18.
Like, oh wow.
Yeah, Meta went off, and Paul, he went off as well. He had 14, you know, but Kobe basically took the back seat and said, listen, I got a team now. You know what I'm saying? Just the same way it was when I had Shaq and them, I need to start taking the back seat a little bit. I need to let everybody else get comfortable because I'm comfortable. I can score at will. So let me get these guys in the offense set up and maybe we can do this. So their next game. Let me check out their next couple games real quick. I think they got a couple good matches that they're going to need to win out. But they got Utah, they got Golden State, and they got Sacramento.
They should win all three. Yeah, no, they need no shade. No shade to none of those fans, but
listen, they need the next.
And don't be complaining about me talking about your team either, because I totally just decided to, you know, I wasn't sugarcoating that shit, because my Pistons got their ass whooped, man.
All right, well, basically, they need the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They need the next 11 out of 12 games to be wins. And I'm just saying that 11 out of 12 is because one of those games is against Brooklyn. And I looked a little bit at Brooklyn. They sealed the deal on a home opener, but...
Yeah, Brooklyn was looking kind of nice, man, even though they dropped that other game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I just want to see how those things go, but as I feel, the Lakers, they look good on paper, and they're also the real deal if they work as a team. They cannot work against each other. If you're going to be a one-on-one player and go up against 5 players,
that's not going to
work. Team for you. Simple.
They're going to have to play to each other's strengths, man.
Exactly. But let's wrap up sports. That's the end of that deal. You know what I'm saying? Hey, of a discussion, take them into the next song so we can get ready for the game segment.
Oh yeah, man, I already told y'all, we got Meek Mills on deck for y'all all episode long. So this track right here, My Bot Curtains, enjoy it.
Yo, I'm bloody. You wanna see life's meaning? On the radio, Al Green, while mom's cleaning. Mom's singing along with the songs, and shortly I learned the words to them. Nerf balls, I threw them, but now I'm a perfectionist to a fault. Like Jesus, judging his own miracles, but he won't, cause he automatic. I'm like an old blues singer, living in the bottle, whose wife left him down in the bottom. Writing songs is how we solving the problem. My liquid money's a hypnotist to your missus. Lay back like I'm in the chair of a dentist. Now stay relentless, a freak like Princess, mystique like Sade. Soon as I enter, people pointing, see my anointment. I ain't trying to do too much, same time, I ain't no bum nigga, not doing enough. But I ain't trying to do no dumb shit, chasing my tail in a circle. I made it so I'm chilling now, transparent ceiling now. Now to meet
million. Look how far we came. Through the fire, after knowing we would rain. It felt like yesterday, when all this was a dream. Through these made back curtains, I see how life has changed.
Year What's going on, everybody? We back. It's time for this game segment. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, y'all been ready. I know a lot of y'all want me to talk about NBA 2K13. Y'all know that's my lane, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We're actually going to be talking about some shooters today.
Shoot them up. Bang, bang. You understand?
The two games that we want to talk about, that's our main topic.
Top two holiday games, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. These are the games where a lot of kids going to come out the woodworks. Mommy and daddy going to have to pay a lot of allowance out this month. I got a couple people for shoveling snow, picking up them leaves, because trust me, you guys are going to want Black Ops 2 or Halo 4. It's that simple. Now, my main objective is to let you guys know that I like shooter games. I love raging when I die. That's my thing. I have no problem with that. But for some of the guys that are better at shooters, that actually take an effect of buying a whole controller and a headset, surround sound, sitting in a corner, bag of chips, juice, all that getting ready for 24 hours, double XP, all that for the weekend. Like, that type of feel is like when I look at people in certain communities like Madden community, where the gaming events and stuff like that, these shooter games are outrageous. You could be surprised by how many people play shooters just because it's a nice casual game, it's quick, fast, and you want to come out with the win or kill as many people as you can.
I know, man. Hey, the way I see it with shooter games, you either love them or hate them. Either you really good at them or you fucking suck. And every time you pick up the controller, you getting your top pop. Or you just happen to pick it up and you are fucking lighting everybody up. You at the top of the scoreboard. And when that happens, you don't want to put it down. I know when I see my name at the top, I don't want to put it down. When I'm down at the bottom, I'm be like, why the fuck am I playing this game? Why did I waste $60 on this game? I knew I sucked at shooters. Why did I do it? And then I look at the dudes that I'm playing with. I'm like, oh, yeah, because my homies got it. That's why I got it.
It's crazy. But my main question is, so all you fans out there that are a fan of shooter games, all you Xbox fans out there that, you know, because you know Halo is exclusive to Xbox. Yep, but yep. Black Ops 2 is not exclusive to any system, so PS3 and Xbox will be getting it. What I want you guys to realize here is, which game will be better in your eyes? Leave it on the hotline. We definitely take all the questions in the world. We have no problem with that. We'll even probably answer a few in the next segment or the podcast, but for now, which game do you think better? Me, myself, I have never got on the sticks to play Halo in my life. And I know a lot of people are going to slap me. Don't listen. Just leave
me. Nah, they're going to hate me.
Oh, shit. Listen, just don't hit us. Like, don't raise your hand at the computer, the iPhone, the iPad, none of that. Just calm down for a second. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to Black Ops, I had Black Ops. I had the first edition. I had the first reveal. I had the regular copy. Sorry, I ain't had a bread for the official joint, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is. But I liked Black Ops, man. I liked some of the perks. Some of the hit detection wasn't really that good. A little bit of the lagging was outrageous. You know, head glitching. You know, minor things in a game that people hate, that other people exploit. But other than that, I did love Black Ops. And I wish I would have got it for Xbox, but I had it on PS3. But Jay, how do you feel about these games?
Okay. Halo fans, get your hate mail ready. The email address is sgmpodcast@yahoo.com. The hotline number is 313-744-3766. Yeah, Halo and me, I don't fucks with it, man. I don't want to see Halo. I don't get excited when I hear about Halo. If anything, if I'm about to get some pussy and somebody say Halo, I don't even want to fuck no more. Like, just get Halo out of my whole stratosphere. Like, I mean, I'm looking at Halo 3 over here on my games, and I'm wondering, why the fuck is it over there? Like, I haven't sold it back. I haven't tossed it out and did skeet shooting with it. But it gets no rotation. The game has more dust than the game at the top. And I'm like, what? I don't know, man. I never liked Halo. I played it a little bit. And, you know, I was like, oh, okay, it's cool. It's kind of futuristic. Never beat the game. Never was excited for Halo Wars. And overall, I'm just not a Halo fan. They say Halo 4. I'm like, whatever. Wow. Black Ops, though. Man, I'm not good at shooter games, but dude, I love Black Ops, and I ain't gonna lie. I love Black Ops because they gave us my favorite mode, man. And it was the mode where I didn't have to go online. I could just kick back, chill, and play against drones and bots with the homies, get better, learn the maps. I forget what that mode is called at the moment, but I'm telling y'all, Black Ops, I love that game. Like, I played Modern Warfare 2 a little bit, but I really enjoy Call of Duty Black Ops. I remember, I think I even ran with you on that joint, Carter. No, hold up. That was Modern Warfare 2 we was running. Cause yeah, you said you had it on PlayStation. But yeah, Black Ops, man, great time. Nuketown was crazy map. And if I had to get either game between Black Ops 2 and Halo, I go ahead and spend my 60 on Black Ops 2, man. It's just me.
Same here. I'm sorry, Halo fans. I love you.
Can't do it.
You know what I'm saying? We could appreciate you. But I think we're gonna be running on that Halo. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm just a fan. Don't
I mean, I just don't get don't it, man. Like, I don't know. Somebody call in and let me know, like, what is so great about Halo? Like, I mean, it's not like I haven't played it and I just don't understand what the hype is. Like, I've attempted to play Halo 3 and it just didn't fucking rate me. I don't know. Like, the game it was just like, whatever, nigga. I don't want to fucks with you. And I was like, all right, bitch, I don't want to fucks with you either. And, you know, it's not even a love hate relationship. We just hate each other.
Wow. But that's crazy. But, another question we got for you guys is, which will get your money and consume your time? So for all you Halo fans, all you Black Ops 2 fans out there, when these games come out, which one you're gonna grab, which one is gonna have all your attention, let us know. You know what I'm saying? Jay gave you the number, so don't say you ain't got the number. It's gonna be in the description as well, but definitely hit that one up. Now, our next topic is the last topic of this segment. I know we keep games short. I know. I'm sorry. You know, but it's not much popping right now. Maybe, you know, new games come out.
I mean,
out.
We just told y'all, those are the top two games of the holiday season, man.
Yeah, like, what you want us to do? But NBA 2K13 needs a patch now.
ASAP.
What the? Come on, 2K. You giving us roster updates? Who gives a flying fuck about a floor?
Not just roster update. They updating the courts, the jerseys, bringing in LeBron new shoes. Where are the fucking mechanics that we really need?
Yo, like, this is killing me. Devs, listen to my evilness. Like, come on. Listen to me here. This is IKC in the building. We need a fucking patch. There's no reason why people should be doing the stuff that they're doing in these games. People endorsements are breaking. People are simming after All-Star Weekend. You guys made us pre-order your game early so we could play in the All-Star Weekend. But now if we play in the All-Star Weekend, we can sim to the goddamn playoffs. What's up? Come on, 2K.
That's unacceptable, man. That's highly unacceptable.
Like, when I look at my Where Amazing Is Happening endorsement, why am I looking at static?
They're like, you don't get this channel, man. Did you pay for this?
I don't think I paid my bill. Like, why when I you guys gave us the new LeBron Nike ID shoe, but when I go in to customize it or equip it, it puts on an older LeBron Nike ID shoe. Come on.
You know what? Developers need to understand, this is why niggas pirate games, dog. Like, and I mean, I forgot to mention this back with that, but you already know, they already pirated Black Ops. Like, niggas is playing Black Ops 2, like, right now.
Right now. Yeah, I know.
Right now, nigga.
Getting their levels up.
They getting their levels up. They ain't even ready yet. Hey, you already know, like, the fanboy is going to be pissed. They're going to be like, how are you at the top of the ranks? The game just came out.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't, man.
Okay, man, they gotta get it together, dog. Like,
they gotta do something.
They pulling that bait and switch, man. I'm really starting to feel like they doing that. I hope they don't get on no EA type shit with it.
The way I feel about it, man, I just think that 2K, they know that they need patches, but they're focusing on too much more right now. Like, we know the NBA season started. We know you guys have to keep up with your My Team and all of that bull crap in your NBA Today and all that
nonsense.
It's all
about the cosmetics, man. That's it.
Like, you guys got to make a better game for us to play. Like, and Blacktop, I don't even want to get on Blacktop. Why in the hell do you got people being able to shoot three-pointers as soon as you pass them the ball? You're not even in the vicinity to play defense. And if you jump in a pump fake, they're going to the rim. You guys need to incorporate a one pass before a shoot type of deal into Blacktop mode online, or everybody's just gonna keep being pissed at you guys. Like, this is totally shot at the devs at 2K Sports. I'm not talking to nobody in marketing, because this is not their fault. The devs are the one that make this game possible, and they should be patching it right now. Like, that's the way I feel. Like, we need a lot of patches in this game. People's stats. One time I seen a picture of somebody having 26 points in the game, but in the stats it said they had like 40. I said,
what?
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
That's what I'm saying. You got scoreboards disappearing left and right.
Come on, developers, get it together.
Get it together. Like, people's signature skills disappearing. Oh man, this is just too much.
Oh, that's ugly, dog.
Listen, patch this game now. All the people that love NBA 2K13, I want you guys to do this. Take the link from this podcast, email it to 2K Sports, tweet it to 2K Sports, send them a comment on 2K Sports Facebook fan page. Get this message out to them, and goddamn it, timestamp it. Let them know to listen right here, right now. Patch exactly. This goddamn game. You know what I'm saying? That's all we got to say about games.
We're done with this. Hey, man, if this game doesn't have a patch before Thanksgiving, like,
I'm slapping somebody. We're rat. I'm flying to Nevada and I'm slapping somebody at 2KHQ. Real rat.
Yo, because I'm telling you, man, they got me feeling like they're on some bait and switch type stuff, man. They want you to give them the money and they not giving you the honey, man. That's it.
Exactly.
Like, get nothing in return, bro, man. That's not what's up, man. That's not how you want your product to be known. Like, you have the title as the best NBA franchise video game out. Like, don't use and abuse people just because you got the title, man. That's like becoming the best and then just being like, you know what, fucking, I ain't practicing no more. Like, what? Like, we want to see you at the best, man. Like, don't be bringing us no bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Bring your top, man.
Exactly. Now, since we both, you know, set our part, let's move on, you know what I'm saying? Introduce that song before we get into the music segment, because they're going to want to listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Meek Mill. This song right here, y'all. This is Young Kings.
It's Maybach. Young Kings. Money make the world go round, and all the pretty girls go down, and I still roll round through my old hood and my new whip. All white ghosts, I call it my cool whip. Hunting on my neck, looking like I move bricks. My life is like a movie, every damn new script. And ain't it funny how this money make a mood switch? Cause they be talking beef, I be up in roof Chris. Who is this at the door? I think it's the devil, don't let him in. Just rapping to my niggas to places we never been. And when it come to cake, I get it like Adam Ears. With the heart of a lion, no lion, I never been. No fold for the fuck boys. On my second meal, and I ain't talking lunch, boy. Clock 30, riding dirty in the tuck, boy. Cause I can teach you like a prison, get you touched, boy. No homo, before I had a deal, I was popping, no promo. All of a sudden, all these bad bitches want a photo. M's in my account, and M's in the logo. So every time I spend 100K, I scream YOLO. Young Kings, Young Kings. I be rolling with some young kings, young kings. And all we know is one thing, get the money, nigga, fuck fame, and fuck fame. I be rolling with some young kings, rolling with some young kings. And all we know is one thing, get the money, nigga, fuck fame, and fuck fame.
Yo, we back. It's time for that music segment now. I know a lot of y'all been like, why are they stuffing Meek Mill down our throats in this podcast?
Well, I apologize for all people that don't listen or like Meek Mills. Like, hopefully y'all still listening because y'all like hearing our voices so much. But just in case, I just do want to say, I'm sorry. I feel your pain.
Exactly. But the reason for this is Meek Mills' Dreams and Nightmares is our week. Well, actually, not ours, but this week's Cash or Pass. That's yes, why yes. We've been shoveling down your throat, letting you have a listen, letting you decide if it's cash or pass. Now, up for discussion, let them know, what do you think about this actual album in a whole? Have you taken a listen? Have you listened to a couple tracks? How do you feel about the album?
I listened to a couple tracks. I mean, I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all just because that's me. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Meek Mills. Like, this is the first time I actually sat down and like listened to his songs. I mean, it's definitely other artists that I like more. Obviously, I was way more passionate about Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, Meek Mill's is a good listen. Like, if you want something to grind out, it's the opposite of what, not totally the opposite of Kendrick, but this is that banger type shit. Like, stuff that when you go to the gym, you trying to get you a good workout on, or you just in mode where you like, fuck the world, I just want to bop, bop, bop. Then this is the album that you need to listen to. So if you need a little bit of excitement in your life, you need to get hyped up, you need to get amped, you want to just, you know, put on some stuff where you can just bang out, this is the album for you, man. But if you like, yo, I want a message with my music, I want something that I can, you know, dive deeper into, hit up Rap Genius and see what my man is talking about between the lyrics, this ain't probably going to be the album for you. So for me personally, if I'm hype, I need a little excitement, I'm going to go ahead and grab this Meek Mills and put it in the rotation. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say I would pay halfway for it. Like, I mean, you got it for that 5, I'm not going to give you that 10. That's just me, though.
All right, understandable. Now, me on the other hand, I'm from Chester. Now, it's real close to Philly, and a lot of people always talk about Philly don't support Philly. So mm-hmm. with that being said, as a person in, you know, real close to Philly, I would say I would have to support the guy. Now, don't get me wrong, I would definitely pirate that joint at any given moment. But seeing as though
I didn't want to say that. That's why I was like, yo, I give you the half, that 5 on it, you know that. I got 5 on it.
Now what I would do is I would, like what I did this year with Meek's album, I've cashed it, you know, I didn't pass up on it. I downloaded it early, gave it a listen, and I was on the fence like, damn, do I really want to pay for what I already got?
I know, dog. Like, yo, it'd be hard, man. Like, it'd be hard. Like,
so what I did was,
lie, dog. Like, when I get something free, it's just like, the fuck?
Yeah, so.
Like, yo, I really gotta support your shit to, like, have it. And then really go out and buy it too, like.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, Meek. I'm sorry, but this is what I did. I'm pouring it out to you, cause this is what I did.
Keep money.
Yeah, I'm keeping it a bean with you, cause this is what I did. I got your album early. You know what I'm saying, off of website. I ain't gonna entitle here. You know what I'm saying, cause I don't want everybody flooding my shit. You know what I'm saying. I listened to your album. You know what I'm saying. I listened to all the deluxe tracks. I listened to every track maybe about 5-6 times. And I was feeling what you were saying in your album. You know what I'm saying? It was only one track that I really didn't like on your album, and that was the track Who You Around. Now, I know that everybody likes that song, but that type of stuff, you just don't talk about in public. You know what I'm saying? And let everybody know what happened, like, in that type of fashion, because right now you're a superstar, and your homies that's in the hood is nobody. So all of your fans ain't gonna do nothing but bash them for being dickheads, because the way you make it sound is they some dickheads, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the only song that I really don't like, you know what I'm saying, have a passion to listen to 4 or 5 times. I'll listen to it once because it's a great story. You know what I'm saying? He has some great hood stories. You know what I'm saying? But as a track where I'm in a car, that joint come on the radio, I'll be like, damn, cause I can't believe this joint on the radio like that, and I switched the channel. Yeah. But when the album dropped, you know what I'm saying, I went on iTunes, right? I was looking at it, I was like, deluxe edition. I was like, woo! I was like, boy, the deluxe edition right here looks like you gotta pay for it, huh? So, so what I did was, I'm looking at the album and I'm looking at my iPhone and I'm like, yo, these are the same tracks. But then I look, up in the
top. You look real familiar right now.
Yeah, so I look up in the top right corner of my iTunes on my Mac, right? And when I first brought this Mac, I brought it during the special when they were giving out.
I was gonna ask you about that. See, I'm glad you went there with it.
Yeah, so like I looked over in the corner, you know what I'm saying, and what Apple was doing was they were running a special on MacBooks. And when you get a MacBook or any Apple product right before school started, they will give you $100 gift card. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I'm looking in the top right corner and it said available balance is $77, and I'm like, oh snap, I could support him without my own bread. So what I did,
it ain't
was,
coming out the paycheck, nothing.
Exactly. So what I did was, Meek Mill, man, I bought the album.
I can't
album.
Put this toward gas money, so yeah, why not?
Why not let it, you know, say so, real rap, cuz, I went in, I brought your album. I got the deluxe edition. I took the one that was on my iPod, took it off and put the official joint on, you know what I'm saying? Just because I start Instagramming it, letting everybody, you know what I'm saying, know the cop up and all that nonsense. Yeah. But in reality, I really passed on it, but had the cash in order to cash it out.
Hey, yo, like, I'm betting you right now, like, half of our listeners are, like, hella confused right now. Because it's like, this is the most shadeless, shaded review that we have given on the Cash or Pass to date. It's like, are y'all throwing shade at this shit?
Nah.
But then, as soon as you throw shade at it, you pulling it back, you retracting it. And it's like, what the fuck should we do? Should we cash or should we pass?
All right,
I'm gonna put it to you like this. You heard what's gonna be four tracks by the end of this. Like, not whole things, just a little taste. Yo, I ain't gonna hold you up. The whole album is on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? If you don't wanna go and spend that money, if you ain't got that available balance from your iTunes or whatever, yo, just go give it a listen, man. Go to, what is it? I think Amazon let you listen, get a little snippet of like all the tracks too.
Yeah,
and then if you digging it, I say go ahead and get it, man. Go ahead and cash out on it.
Listen, I seen a digital booklet on Google because I was like, wow.
Wow.
They got the digital booklet on Google.com. I said, damn, can nobody come out with an album nowadays without a band?
Nah, man. It's like, yo, the pirates ruined the world, man.
But I say, guys, definitely give it a listen, like Up for Discussion said on YouTube. And if you want to support...
Hey, so Carter, like, you halfway said cash, I halfway said cash. So if you put both of those together...
That's cash.
That's cash, right?
That's cash.
That's cash. Okay, so that's cash. There we go.
So, you know, give it a listen. If you want to support, I advise you go out, go to Target, $10 copy, something like that. iTunes, I think it was like 13 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Definitely go out and support. Now, the next thing, Meek, I'm sorry we got to do this to you. But we want to jump into the battle rap segment. I know a lot of people don't know too much about battle rapping, but I've been a part of the battle rap scene since forever. Being close to Philly, all you know is battle rap. You know what I'm saying? When Two War from the Streets was out, it was battle rap. When the Lions Den was out, battle rap. When Smack first came out, battle rap. So, me, is it true? Was it true? Did you really tell Cassidy you would battle him?
Cassidy,
like, don't get me wrong, me, I remember your old days on YouTube. I remember you being this little young boy snapping and shit, you know what I'm saying? But you wasn't the guy to battle face to face. You wasn't really that guy. You would snap on camera and lay a couple verses, but you was never that dude to look another man in his eyes and really torch him.
Ooh, that's kind of shady.
So listen, hey, Meek, is it true? Do you really? Because it's been a lot of speculation going on. A couple DJs said it was false. A couple people said it was true. Cassidy accepted. I'm just saying, you know, since
what's the truth?
So, is it true? Like, are y'all on battle? Like, all right, for all the listeners out there, who would you bet on? Cassidy versus Meek Mill. Meek Mill versus Cassidy. Who would you take in a 3-5 round battle of these two monsters right here? Who would you take?
Hey, the cash that I was gonna put on that Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares, let me go ahead and put that on Cassidy right now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Meek, but I'm gonna have to take Cass, man. I'm sorry, man. I know, and the funny thing is, I've only seen Meek Mill battle once, and I've only seen Cassidy battle once. I've seen a ton of freestyles from both guys. But goddamn it, if Cassidy ain't more lyrical and more mind-boggling.
And Cassidy blows this dude out of the water, man. No shade, Meek, man. If you listening right now, man, it ain't no disrespect to what you do. My thing is, I gotta give props to Cassidy, man. Woo. Like, that boy is a fucking monster. He had a mixtape, rightly so, named Monster, cause he's a monster. Like, I mean, dog, you don't want to battle that guy. Like, you don't want to be the dude that gets history made by his defeat against Cassidy.
Whoop.
People still talk about what happened to Freeway.
I'm just throwing some bad over here. Stay over there, MMG, man. Let Ross do his thing and let you do your thing. Don't come over to the battle rap scene, man. It ain't for you, man. But listen, I want you guys to know. Me, as a battle rap watcher, I believe that battle rap is something we should keep our eyes on. And I feel as though, as all of listeners here on this SGM podcast, you guys should definitely get into battle rap and watching it, trying to get a feel for it and things of that nature, because it's a couple battle rap organizations out there that I say you need to keep your eye on. Number one, the Top Dog. If you're into that gritty rap, that hood rap, that, you know what I'm saying, talking about choppers and all of that, and type of elusive wordplay that gets your mind thinking and things of that nature, you definitely want to check out URL TV. Now, URL TV. Yeah, man. It was founded by Smack. We all know who Smack is. Smack.
Smack.
This has been going on for years, man. Like, and he's built this whole New York, Chicago, Detroit, you know what I'm saying, type of vibe going on out of all these states.
Don't forget the Lou. Ain't the Lou part of that?
Yeah, yeah, the Lou as well. My bad to all you
eight. Hey. Hey, man, we don't need that type of shade getting tossed our way, dog. Let's not leave the Lou out of the loop, you understand?
You right about that, but I'm just saying, A-Verb keep getting his ass chewed at Summer Madness.
Yeah, man, dog. A-Verb used to be on top, too, man. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he fell off, man. He shouldn't have tried battle Hitman Holler. I'm saying, ain't that your man? I'm just saying, ain't that your man?
Ball game.
Ball.
That's all I'm going to say.
Next organization is called Grind Time. It's more of the witty backpack rappers. You know, these guys have amazing wordplay. They have mind depicting things where you literally have to have a dictionary and a thesaurus on your iPhone while you listen to the battle to try to understand what's going on. Because you will get left.
Hey, that sounds like some new millennium nerd shit.
No, it's, and it's real rap. Grind Time been like that for years, yo. Witty rap and all this craziness. And when a URL TV battler comes over to Grind Time for a few battles, such as somebody like DNA. DNA is a witty rapper as well, but he can talk about choppers and all that. But he's actually beat a couple guys over at Grind Time because they just don't have the aggressiveness that DNA has. You know what I'm saying? But grind rappers have that mind depicting stuff where they can talk about something else and not even be talking about the battle, but be having you on cloud now, like, whoa, that was crazy what he just said. You know what I'm saying? People like awkwards and all of that nonsense. But you know, the next one is King of the Dot. Now, King of the Dot, I believe it's ran out of Canada. I'm pretty sure it's ran out of Canada, because every battle I see, they always repping Canada. They had Drake in the building when Disaster was out there battling. You know what I'm saying? So the way I see it, King of the Dot gotta be in Canada. And if it is, I'm right as hell. If I'm wrong, fuck my life. But
hey, it is what it is. It can't be right all the time, right?
Exactly. But you guys definitely want to check out Battle Rap Organization. This is why a lot of rappers and a lot of music artists and things of that nature have had their eye on battle rap. You guys might think that battle rap gets a bad name, but literally people like P. Diddy, people like I just said, Drake, Busta Rhymes, Mickey Fax, people like this support battle rap because it's showing that guys don't have to be out on a corner, you know what I'm saying, slinging and shooting guns to actually speak words of relevancy. You feel me? People can battle, be in arenas, take down stages, have VIP sections for battle rap events. Battle rapping ain't just a crowd full of people and y'all standing on the steps and everybody like, it ain't like that. That's real rap. Like, yo, listen, battle rap has fucking evolved.
It's evolved, man.
It evolved so much. Like, when I watch Summer Madness and I watch the URL TV, yo, they got HD cameras. They got banging mics. They got surround sound mics, everything. They got cameras watching the crowd. They got the VIP sections up across the whole balcony. They got wristbands, ticket stuff. They got models. They got shaky butts. They got
shaky butts. But, yo, that's the name of the show, Shaky Butts.
But they got a
that's just classic, dog.
Pro rap, yo. The back scene definitely upgraded a lot, yo. Like, they turn these whole things into events. Like, events where people really come on a show live, like, even
as it should be, man. I think it should be like that, man. It makes people take notice and shows you how much they respect the craft.
Exactly. Like, I almost forgot, but Cassidy was at Summer Madness. That's real rap. Like, he was like, yo, I don't want to promote my album, but we're about to get into this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just dropped a new mixtape. So I know, I definitely got my cash on Cassidy. I'm keeping it beam.
Got to, man. Like, I don't see how you can go with anybody else, dog. Especially me. Yeah. No dissing.
This is the end of the podcast. Jay, you got anything else on your mind that you want to say to the listeners?
Hey, man, I just want y'all to know that we keep this thing interactive, man. Whether you listening on Podomatic, listening on your iPhone, on iTunes, your iPad, whether you listen to this thing on YouTube, on my website, upthenumber4discussion.org, always know that you can leave comments, feedback, and like I said, we got the hotline, man. Call up 313-744-3766. You can leave your thoughts, answers to any of the questions that we had throughout this entire podcast, man. Outside of that, the only other thing I want to let y'all know is this podcast is available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio for y'all mobile devices. And if you are an iTunes user, show us love, man. Leave us a 5-star review and let people know what you think of the show, man. Real rap, man. Until next time, y'all. This is your man, Jay. Y'all know y'all can follow us on Twitter, SGM_podcast.
You can Google us now. It's official. Yeah. We are on Google.com. So if all you got to do is type in SGM on Google and we will pop up. That's how we right now. We're loving the promotion that you guys are giving us. I know that we only give you a little bit of snippets in my YouTube videos, and I know, but we just want you guys to come over. We don't want you to sit in front of your computer for over an hour sitting there doing nothing. You can actually take a jog. Like Jay said, it's
on. Hey, go to the gym.
It's on iTunes. You can go to the gym. You can go for a run. You can go for a walk. You can plug your
shit even while you at work at your desk, not doing nothing, typing away on your keyboard, man. Yo, this is something for y'all to listen to, get in tune with, and you can call in and interact with us, man. Do it.
World rap, if you want to go on a road trip, SGM Podcasts will always be there for you.
Yes, sir, man.
This is our case.
Always, yo.
Oh, Jay said his business. Hey, Jay, it's time to let him go with the last song, man. Dreams and Nightmares.
Oh, yeah, man. This joint right here, Meek Mills. Who you around, y'all? Until next time.
Deuces!
Somebody who you're around wants to clip your wings and shoot you down. But it's okay to keep enemies close as long as you know. Just make sure you know.
Yeah.
Who you're
y'all was
around.
Like my brothers. I consider y'all's folks. And I remember nights sipping liquor, making toast. Talking about the life, trying to get it slinging dope. And niggas say I changed, but you niggas changed first. And fuck all this money, nigga, we was fam first. Looking at me ballin', know that Instagram hurt. Cause you was supposed to be that nigga in that damn ghost. I would've rode for you even in the same hearse. Same cemetery, buried in the same dirt. We had a plan, but I guess it ain't work. BH, we straight, that was the motto, my nigga. I got rich first. You was supposed to follow my nigga, I'm gone.